another man who had he did have a fantastic day yesterday. Four winners, including the feature race, the Bondi Stakes on Kubrick, with one of the bravest rides I've seen in a long, long time, Jimmy. And he's on the line, good enough to join us this morning, Brenton Abdullah. Brenton, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Brenton. Congratulations yesterday on the four winners. But can I take you to Kubrick ride? And I was telling Jimmy earlier that when I saw the head on, there was virtually no room to go. And not only were you brave enough to go there, but so was Kubrick.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those races, especially probably the race before I'd nearly been put through the rails. So it's amazing what the confidence that those good horses can give you. And I always knew that sort of I was going to be probably in that position, relying on a bit of luck, and just had to weigh up my options. And I just thought, well, I'll give it a little test. And when I put myself there, he seemed to be receptive to it. And I just give the rail a little nudge. He was on his way through, and he obviously had the ability and the bravery to get himself through the run.
How receptive to it were you, Brent?
$1 million race. It gave me a bit more of a dig to get through, but all's well that ends well.
Are you serious that literally prize money goes through your mind at that point? Like, that's a, you know, without putting too much of a slant on it, that's a life and death moment in many ways.
Yeah, well, like I said, the good horses, they can make you do some silly things, whether it's weight-wise, you know, ride lighter than you usually do, or these bigger races. And as well as the good horses, they can get you out of trouble, you know, in certain situations, you know, on another horse or whatever, you probably can't do that manoeuvre. But I just had that much faith in him sort of after I was riding throughout the run yesterday, and the blinkers on definitely helped him. And I just knew that, you know, if he gets half a sniff, he'll be out and he'll be through in two strides. But, you know, and he's turned a foot, you know, by the time I got halfway in there, I give him a bit of a dig again, and he was all the way out. So, like I said, everything worked out well, and it was just one of those races. I could probably try it next week and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, no, it was thrilling to watch, Brent. Your other winners yesterday, Grey Worm, Madame Rouge, and Romany Girl. Madame Rouge and the Nivison. She's the horse that the Chris Waller stable have always had an opinion of. Probably hadn't quite delivered, but this season she's gone to another level, Brenton.
Yeah, she did a good job. I actually hadn't ridden her, I don't think, since I won her maiden on her
right,
farm.
Okay.
And, I suppose she had what, a 2 second up runs were probably below par, but again, they were probably two runs at 1400. So I just thought, well, maybe she can just, you know, Chris is looking at the 400, so maybe that's just a second up form. So just drew that little bit awkward, but she was able to get across into a great, great spot, trail on the leader, and she got the split at the right time and toughed it out. So she's a talented man. She's got a bit of confidence now, and hopefully she can go on with it.
Grey Worm, back-to-back wins now. What's next for Grey Worm? What's your feel of the gelding?
Yeah, he's a gun little horse. You know, you wish you could turn up the races and have nine rides that are all Grey Worm. He bounces, he puts himself on speed, and you know, he's always there for you when you get stuck into him. So, I don't know sort of what level he can get to. He's obviously going to win probably more races than most, only because of his racing style and his toughness. But I suppose he's won his last two. He's probably stiff enough to win the one before that. And the race before that, he won at Rose Hill. So he's obviously a horse in form. He knows how to win. I suggest he'd probably go to Melbourne and he'd probably go to a little listed over at three race, and I'm sure that'll be he'd be good enough to be very competitive in one of those.
Yeah, no, he's been terrific. And just finally, Brenton, it's obviously spring carnival time. That's your focus at the moment, but your lovely wife, Taylor, she's only about 3 or 4 weeks away from giving birth to your first child?
Yeah, at the moment we're about five.
Right, okay, yeah.
everyone's got their opinion, and everyone's telling me she's going to go early. So we'll just say, there's a bit going on at the moment. So, look, it's obviously something that's we're really looking forward to. And obviously life's going to change for the better.
Absolutely. Look, well, best of luck to you and to Taylor with the birth of your child.
Absolutely.
Very shortly. We wish you all the best there. Congratulations on a great day yesterday, Brenton, and thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, boys.